This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Rescue crews in Turkey and Syria raced against time on Thursday and a lack of equipment to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by powerful earthquakes that struck the region Monday and have left more than 17,000 people dead thus far. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
The country's disaster management agency said Thursday about 110,000 personnel are involved in rescue efforts, and 5,500 vehicles, such as tractors, cranes, bulldozers, and excavators, have been shipped to assist the country reeling from the earthquakes. Rescuers were still finding people alive, but were unable to reach them without the needed equipment and expertise, even as they could hear cries for help. The earthquake is now the world's deadliest seismic event since 2011, when an earthquake and tsunami killed nearly 20,000 people in Japan. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said several European Union leaders have told him at a summit that he attended on Thursday that they were ready to provide Kyiv with aircraft to help against its fight against Russia.
Довготривалий мир в Європі.
He added that long-term peace in Europe will only happen when Ukraine gets victory and becomes a EU and NATO member, and this is the kind of unity that we managed to build during the conference. Zelensky spoke after joining talks for the first time ever with all 27 EU leaders in Brussels as part of his second trip abroad since Russia attacked Ukraine last February. North Korea showcased its missile production muscle during a nighttime parade, displaying more intercontinental ballistic missiles than ever before. The parade on Wednesday evening into Thursday marked the 75th anniversary of North Korea's military. For more stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. A shallow earthquake shook Indonesia's easternmost province of Papua, killing four. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 5.1 earthquake hit residential areas in Jayapura, near Papua's northern coast, and was centered at a depth of 13 miles. Shallow quakes often cause more damage on the Earth's surface. Officials say people who were inside a floating restaurant died when the quake caused it to collapse into the sea. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency says the bodies of the victims have been now recovered. The victims have been trapped under the rubble of the cafe and covered by the roof. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A United States general has said that American forces and their allies in Asia are ready for battle after years of joint combat exercises. Major General Joseph Ryan told the Associated Press that a network of U.S. treaty alliances and defense partnerships provides a regional safeguard.
That does provide some deterrent effect against an adversary in the region who would look at that and say, I don't want to take a step that may cause a government, a politician, to decide to go because I don't know that I can win if I've got to face that trained and ready force.
Ryan is in Manila partly for talks with Philippine counterparts ahead of two annual large-scale combat exercises involving thousands of U.S. and Filipino forces. A surge in mosquito-borne diseases in recent months has shown the fragility of Sudan's health care system and bodes ill for coming challenges, especially after the African country's 2021 military coup. Dengue fever, a potentially dangerous mosquito-borne viral disease that can cause severe bleeding and even death, took hold in more than half of the country's provinces. Songwriter Burt Bacharach has died of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles, according to his publicist. Bacharach was 94. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has a look at his career.
What's new, pussycat?
Burt Bacharach was a poor student, more interested in sports, but he played piano to make his mom happy. Bacharach won 8 Grammys and 3 Oscars.
What's it all about?
Bacharach's most famous collaborator was composer Hal David, and his go-to singer was Dionne Warwick. Bacharach's songs include Alfie, What's New, Pussycat, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and This Guy's in Love with You. Naked Eyes, Aretha Franklin, Tom Jones, and Elvis Costello are among those who recorded Bacharach's songs. Bacharach made cameos in the Austin Powers movies. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, you can find them on our VOA mobile application as well as on VOA Plus. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.